The undefeated Pleasantville Trojans take on the Raiders of Mount Air for the district championship tonight. Both teams have easily mopped up the competition elsewhere in the district. Both teams have an incredibly strong rushing game, supplemented by an efficient air attack. Both defenses are equally dominant. Pleasantville giving up only 6 district points, Mount Air giving up only 13. With the teams being so evenly matched, what component will give the Trojans an edge? Well, I think that honor goes to sophomore standout running back wide receiver, Hunter Tyree.
Again, 2 tight ends set up. Busick flanking him on the right side. 2 receivers out left. Adrian dropping back to pass. Has Hunter Tyree deep towards the end zone. It is caught. Hunter Tyree, touchdown. Zeb Adrian hit him on the numbers in stride.
Despite being 4th on the team in rushing attempts, Hunter is 3rd in yards and 2nd in touchdowns in the ground game. In order to find out what makes him such a dynamic player, I had to go to the 2 guys that know Pleasantville football probably better than any 2 people in the world. Former Pleasantville head football coach John Danks and current color commentator for KNIA KRLS Ron Danks to tell me just what makes him such an X factor.
Lightning quick feet. I don't know about his straightaway speed. Obviously, it's pretty good for a sophomore particularly, but his greatest asset to me is the ability for him to go from side to side. And the fact that he doesn't have to carry the football 25 times a game for this team, they can come in and pick his spots and pick his places. He's a game breaker.
Hunter's a kid that can score anytime he touches the ball. Something I don't know if he's a 25 carry game back against a really good team right now, but he's a kid, you know, that doesn't touch the ball a lot, but it seems like whether it's he catches a pass or carries it or on a punt return or kick return, you're always excited when he has his hands on the ball. So he's brought a lot to this team.
Game breaker, X factor, whatever you want to call it, Hunter Tyree produces when he's given the ball. On only 37 rushes this season, Hunter's rushed for 327 yards, good for 9 yards a carry and 5 touchdowns. Oh, did I mention he's also contributing in the receiving game? On just 5 receptions so far this season, 2 touchdowns, 83 yards, good for 17 yards per catch.
Looking to pass, has a receiver deep. Hunter Tyree on the wheel route, catches it at the 15, rushes forward into the end zone. Hunter Tyree, they missed that play earlier. They don't miss it this time. Pleasantville putting it on Earlham now, 23-0.
When talking with some of the members of the Pleasantville Trojan football team, I asked a couple of them what type of game Hunter would have tonight against Mount Air.
He's going to have 200 receiving yards.
Well, I honestly wouldn't be surprised if Hunter Tyree ran for 17 touchdowns against Mount Air.
No joke, he could rush for 400 yards in the first half, without a doubt.
I think he might get drafted to the NFL after this game.
Well, those are some fairly unrealistic expectations, but thanks for playing along with me there, guys. What I'm trying to say is I wouldn't be surprised if there were a lot more Hunter Tyree plays just like this tonight against Mount Air.
He keeps running, only a couple defenders to beat, and that's going to be an 82-yard touchdown run by Hunter Tyree, straight up the middle, found some green. Pleasantville leading 13-0.
Just a sophomore listed at 5'8", 130, Hunter doesn't just get put in positions to score touchdowns all the time. Pleasantville head coach Gabe Baker said a lot of his work is done on simple running plays between the tackles.
Most of our run plays that he's broken have been inside run plays where he's broken through that first line and then broken to the outside. So he's ran between the tackles, but, you know, with his build, he's about 5'8", 130 is all. We got to be kind of careful with him. His carries will increase as the season goes, but he's got to be healthy as the year goes.
Like many young kids in Pleasantville, Hunter's dream was to be out on the field Friday nights playing his favorite sport.
Hunter Tyree, and I play running back and wide receiver. Ever since I was a little kid, football's been my favorite sport. I loved it. We're 7-0 right now. It feels really good, and Mount Air is a really big task, so we're really looking forward to that. I think it's going to be a really hard-fought game. I hope that Mount Air isn't thinking it's just going to be an easy win, because it's going to be a really good game, and it's going to be really physical, and I think it's going to be a close game. You know, I feel pretty good, but I'm still not satisfied. Our biggest thing was just to play as a team, just hold each other accountable and just be there for each other and play hard throughout the whole season, just finish the season strong.
For such a dynamic player and only being a sophomore, for Hunter Tyree to continue to grow as a high school football player, it's pretty much a consensus that there's just one more thing he needs to do as he continues to grow up.
He could be a great player. I think he's got all-state potential. I really do. The level beyond that depends on size. You know, you have to have a certain amount of size. I think he's got the feet and the quickness, if he grows a little.
stronger. He needs to get stronger. You know, he's never going to be the biggest back on the field, but he has good balance, obviously, and excellent speed, but he has to get stronger, I think, to be the kind of player that he can be. Good teams are going to be able to defend him somewhat in his speed. They're going to get a body on him. You know, he doesn't necessarily have to get a lot heavier or anything like that, but he has to get stronger so he can brush the initial contact. And I think if he does that, he can be a really, really special back.
Focus on lifting a little more, get a little bit bigger, and just keep my speed up.
The biggest game of the season tonight for the Pleasantville Trojans versus the Raiders of Mount Air can be heard live on KNIAKRLS.com and our free mobile app via the KNIA3 stream, with the broadcast starting at 6:30 and kickoff is scheduled for 7 o'clock. For KNIAKRLS Football Friday Nights and the X-Factor for Pleasantville Football, Hunter Tyree, I'm Andrew Swadner.